Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour. I'm Amy Stevenson, and this is a para-equestrian and riding for the disabled special. I talked to Matthew, who's a para-equestrian rider, and his mum Glynis joins us. Not only to interpret, because Matthew's deaf, but also to give us an insight into what it's like being a para-equestrian's mum. So we're going to find out about both their journeys.
I couldn't be prouder of him and what he's achieved. When he was a little boy and he was really struggling, you know, you have a real concern about what things will be like for him and what his future will be like and where he's headed. If I'd known then, you know, where he is now and what he can do, I wouldn't have needed to worry in the same way. I'm incredibly proud of what he's achieved.
This is Horse Hour. I'd really like to introduce you to Glynis and Matt. Matt is a para-equestrian, para-dressage rider.
Para-equestrian, I say, because he doesn't just do dressage, he does some show jumping as well.
And Glynis, yeah. You're Matt's mum?
I am, yes.
How old were you, I was going to say, when you had Matt? But how old is Matt now?
So Matt's 22 now, so he's not my little boy anymore. He's a young man now. So he was born with some disabilities. He's got a brain condition called pachygyria, which has affected his general development. So his muscle coordination and strength is quite poor, particularly on the right hand side of his body. He is on the autistic spectrum as well. He's got some learning difficulties, and he's a profoundly deaf sign language user as well. So quite a lot of things going on. Quite a bit of a challenge for Matt as he's grown up. But when he was little, we struggled a little bit to find the right things to do with him. But one day, someone suggested that we took him to Riding for the Disabled, and we took him along, and it was love at first sight with the horses. He hadn't responded to an awful lot of things up to that point, but when we got to the stables and he saw them, he was really taken with it, and it's just been a sort of grown into a massive part of his life ever since then.
Well, we're going to get on to the riding. We just need to explain, you're going to be talking on behalf of Matt because you're signing, and I am so apologetic because I desperately love to be able to sign. And when I knew that I was doing this interview, we had 24 hours notice. Yeah. And I wish that I had a chance to go and learn sign language first, because I just think it's so clever. I think it's amazing. So you're going to be signing to Matt.
That's right. I'll sign what you say, and then he will sign his answers back to me. I'll just voice them over for you. So, it'll be what Matt's saying that I'm saying back to you.
So when you first took Matt riding, how old was he?
I started riding when I was 6. It was the first time that I went.
And what was it like for you, Matt, meeting your first horse?
We went to the RDA group, which is near Derby, the one near I live, and there were some people there riding, and normally not too keen on animals, but when we saw the horses, I was really, really interested, and I really felt excited about having a go at riding myself.
Do you think did you get a good strong connection with the horse when you first met them?
Yeah, well, when I first started, I just thought it was fun riding. I really enjoyed it. But then I kind of grew to realise that I could do things with the horses because the communication's different. It didn't matter that I hadn't got a voice because the way of communicating with the horses was different, using my body language and using the aids for riding. And so I just felt comfortable with them. I always really felt comfortable with the horses. You know, no matter how I was feeling, if I went to ride, then I just felt calmer and more focused. So it's just always feel better when I'm with them.
Were there any ever times when you were nervous or scared of them? Because we're quite often afraid of horses, but you seem, I've been watching your photos and watching your videos, and you seem so calm and like there's this little secret language that you have that we wish we had.
Well, I suppose at the centre I was around lots of different horses, and I just enjoy being with them. I don't think I was ever afraid of them doing anything, of biting me or kicking me or anything like that. I never worried about anything like that. Just felt happy to be with them. Nothing has ever happened. I suppose, you know, maybe there's some times when I've been riding and I feel I know my own limitations. And so I might have been concerned about doing things that are beyond that, but no, I just feel really comfortable with them, and it's just very special being with them.
And Glynis, how does it feel for you seeing your little boy go on these big animals? Because I know that my mum's afraid. She's like, why do you want to do that? But on top of that, you've got your precious boy, you know, and he's not, you know, I've got 4 feet on the ground, I only do dressage, but he is cantering around, jumping, you know, it's phenomenal.
Well I suppose for me, it was just seeing something that Matt was enjoying so much and getting so much out of that I really encouraged him to do as much as possible. And the sense of achievement that he's got as he's progressed and done more has always outweighed any nervousness I might have felt about sort of, you know, him getting more involved. I don't know whether he's just been lucky with the horses he's ridden or whether it is some kind of bond that they always seem to have looked after him well. He's had some really superb horses to partner him who've taken care of him as well. There is a degree of nervousness. I have to say that before we took him to Riding for the Disabled, I'd never been anywhere near a horse before. So it wasn't, we didn't come from any kind of equestrian background. So I was probably more nervous than he was. But over the years, we've got into it all. And I think my feeling of delight, really, I suppose, that he's found something that works for him, that's given him so much and that he can be a part of and get so much out of and put something back into, far outweighs any concern that I've ever had about, sort of letting him do something that is risky. I appreciate that there is a risk, but I just think that, you know, the benefits have been so amazing.
But Matthew, you're so passionate. It comes to, we've been following you on Twitter and on Instagram, and the RDA Scropton as well, which is the centre that you're part of. And you can see you just love the animals.
So I've been part of RDA Scropton group now since I was six. It's a very special place for me. That's where I've done most of my riding, but also I do some volunteering now. And I think, you know, as I was growing up, I saw other people doing volunteer work and helping, and I wanted to be a part of that as well. I've done some volunteering on the yard and with the horses as I've sort of grown up and learned more. But one of the things that I've found is that actually I've got other skills that I can use to help, and part of that has been social media. That I've got pretty good computer skills and I really enjoy it all. And so one of the things that I can do to help is by promoting the centre through social media and particularly through sort of Facebook and Twitter, showing what it's all about, what they do, getting other riders and people involved. It helps with publicity and fundraising, just generally getting people to know what's happening and get them more involved. And so I started doing that for my group at Scrupton. And then when the sort of RDA region realised what I was doing, they asked if I could do the same thing for our RDA region, which is North Midlands. And then I think that kind of got my name a bit noticed. And the RDA national side of it asked me as well whether I would be interested in getting involved in sort of promoting participation in RDA, and also about sort of helping other RDA participants getting more involved in what's happening, because a lot of them maybe just come along and ride and go home again, but there's so much more you can get out of it than that. And so I'm part of the RDA participant committee, which works on getting people more involved. So I love it. I love doing all those things. I think it's great what RDA can give people, and so I want other people to benefit if they can in the same way. And I just enjoy being part of the team. I enjoy sort of playing my part in what can happen and making things go on. And I love what I do. So it's just great. It's a pleasure to be doing it. It's not hard work for me.
Then you are very lucky. You're one of the very few people that I've met that love doing what they do, that work for their passion rather than working for money.
Yeah, and I've had some great opportunities for it at all because of the work that I've done. I got to carry the Paralympic torch in 2012.
Amazing! Oh my gosh, tell me about that.
Actually, we had a great year in 2012. I've got a brother who's a few years older than me, and he was at university in Bristol. And through the work that he was doing at the university, he got involved, or he got the opportunity to carry the Olympic torch in the torch relay. I was really jealous, but we actually then through RDA I got the opportunity to get involved in the Paralympic torch run, which was brilliant. Very different to when my brother did it. He ran during the day, but I got to run in the middle of the night, and there were people along the side of the street with torches and candles, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing experience, and I was very, very proud to be involved in all that. So it was just fantastic.
Glynis, how did you feel when he was, I mean, to have one son carrying the torch, then to have another son carrying the torch, you just must have been beaming.
It was amazing. We just had a brilliant time. I'm so proud of both of my boys. My older son, Chris, he's done an enormous amount to support Matt, as well as things he's done in his own right. And so it was great to see them both have opportunities to do something like that. And in actual fact, Chris was quite lucky, because when Matt did his torch run, He needed someone to go with him to help with communication. So Chris got to run twice, to run with Matt as well. It was absolutely super. And I think testament to the attitude of both of them and the things that they've been able to achieve. So, yeah, we have two torches at home, one of each colour, one silver and gold.
Oh, they're on the wall, are they?
Yes, they're there, yes.
Oh my gosh. So Matt, can Matt hear me at all?
No, Matt's profoundly deaf. He can't hear anything, even with hearing aids. He can't really hear anything distinct at all. So he's totally reliant on sign language for communication, which has been a challenge with riding.
I was going to ask, actually, and excuse my ignorance here, but if I get an ear infection, I lose my balance. So if I can't hear, I can't balance. So how does it affect his balance and his riding?
To be honest, that's quite hard to say whether it's the hearing that affects his balance or his other physical disabilities. So his balance can be a bit off. But that's something that he has worked quite hard on. The biggest thing I think that being deaf affects is the actual training, because you haven't got that communication while you're riding. So if you think about when you've had any coaching sessions and you've been talked through different things and someone's saying to you to make adjustments or telling you when you've got it just right or what you need to do, you can't do that with Matt, because when he's riding, he can't be looking at you for sign language. He's concentrating on what he's doing, and he's got to be looking in the right direction for where he's riding. So it tends to be quite stop start. So you give him some information, you send him off to do an exercise, and then you stop and you talk about it, and you just don't. It just takes an awful lot longer to make progress and to move on. You just don't have that ability to sort of learn whilst you're on the move in quite the same way.
Mm.
So it is a bit different, but we've obviously he's progressed despite that you know, we do our best to sort of get around it, and he's over the years his abilities have progressed, and he is still working on his skills and working to improve where he's at.
Mm.
So he wants to say something now. When I'm training with a coach, we've never had a coach who can sign themselves. So usually my mum or my brother or someone has come with me, and they do the communication for me. So we have to sort of stop and talk about what's happening and then start and ride again. We've got used to doing it. Communication has to be kept quite simple things. You can't do a lot of sort of use a lot of complicated language when you're riding and you're trying to work out what's happening. But we found ways to overcome what's happening. One of the things I was just reminding about, one of the things that we've used that has helped with some is using a riding simulator.
Oh, really?
One of the mechanical horses, because then obviously you can be stood right by him and signed to him all the while he's doing things. So we've used that to sort of help with his position and aids and balance and just getting, you know, sort of more details right. So that's been quite a useful thing to be able to do.
And have you had to do fitness have you had to have extra training or coaches to get your fitness up?
Yeah, Matt's worked quite hard on gym work, particularly to improve his core body strength and coordination. So we work with a fantastic physio called Anna, who's a rider herself, so she's got a real understanding of what it is that Matt does, and she works with him regularly to help him improve his strength and coordination.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And it's all focused on the skills that he needs for riding, And she set some exercises to do at home, which he mostly does do.
So one thing that you touched on earlier was the fact that the coaches can't sign language. So maybe that's something that we need to work on to try and get coaches available that can sign language too. Would that help you, Matt?
It would be great, because then you wouldn't have to have an extra person there to do the communication. So it would be, it could be really helpful if there were coaches who could sign. I think it's quite difficult in some respects, because if you had to find a coach who can sign as well as someone who's suited, who is the right kind of coach for you, then you'd have a very limited choice. So, although it would be nice, I think actually, maybe being able to choose the right kind of coach for you and then having someone to communicate for you works just as well. So actually what has happened is the coaches who work with me, that over time they are starting to learn some sign language. And now, we have got some sort of communication with them, with between me and them directly, as well as, say, through my mum. But it would be nice, but I think that because there's such a small number of sign language users, it's probably maybe not very realistic to expect to be able to find coaches who can sign like that. So yeah.
And as you volunteer, then you kindly explain some of the volunteering that you do a lot on social media, but you're also very active within the centre, and you have been nominated for an award. Please tell us about the award.
Yes, RDA do some awards annually, and this year they introduced a new award, and it was for a Young Volunteer of the Year, and it was for volunteers under the age of 25. And I didn't know, but a nomination was put in for me. I didn't know anything about it. And then we got a phone call from the RDA National Office to say that I had been chosen as the RDA Young Volunteer of the Year for 2016, which is absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited. I couldn't believe it when I heard. I just didn't know what to say. But it's absolutely wonderful. I'm so proud that what I do is been recognised in this way, and that people really value what I do. So I'm going to London in 2 weeks' time to the RDA Gala Dinner, and my award's going to be presented to me by Claire Balding.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, really looking forward to that.
Matt, what are you going to say to her?
I did meet her actually last year and had a little bit of a chat with her before, but this time obviously it's going to be a bit different because she'll know all about the volunteering work that I do. So I'm just going to say thank you to everybody who's helped me with my RDA journey, because without all the support I've had, I would never be where I'm at now. And she's a great supporter of RDA, so I'll be thanking her for what she does too. So yeah, but yeah, it's going to be really exciting to be getting that award. I can't wait.
Well, congratulations, Matt. Very, very well deserved. You're better on social media than we are, and it's what we do.
Social media is just great for me because there's no communication barrier. It doesn't matter that I'm deaf, because on the computer, then I'm just the same as everybody else. And it's just accessible for everybody. So I love it. I can't imagine what it would be like without it.
What's your plan moving forward then? Are we planning for the Paralympics in a few years?
I don't know. I've just got a new horse. We've only had him a couple of months. His name is Norman. And I've been working to get to know him. So my plans going forward, well, I want to start competing with him quite soon. I do some dressage, but also do some show jumping. I really love both of them. So I've been involved at a lower level in para dressage. I don't think I'm quite at Paralympic standard. but the para show jumping is something I've really been enjoying. It's a much it's much smaller than para dressage, but hopefully growing. There's been a small number of competitions and things, but it's getting a bit bigger now. Really enjoying being a part of that.
Because the para show jumping isn't in the Paralympics at the moment, it's just para dressage, but we're seeing more and more people are taking up para show jumping. Where can we go for the competitions?
Show jumping isn't a part of the Paralympics. I don't know whether it ever will be. It'd be fantastic if it was, but I think it needs to grow a bit more because there's not so many people involved. But at the moment, in this country, British Show Jumping organise some competitions. So they do. We've had classes at Stoneleigh at the National Championships and at the Scope Festival, also at Bolesworth this year. And there's been some, you know, some other stuff going on. So it's starting to get bigger. Whereas a few years ago, the class sizes were quite small, then they are getting a bit bigger now. But the number of para show jumpers is quite small. So, maybe this is a good opportunity to let people know about it. Maybe there are some riders with disabilities out there who are jumping and are not a part of it. Maybe they'd like to be. So, yeah, get in touch with us and get involved if you'd like to.
Matt, you're going to be the most successful person I've ever met. You are most switched on 22-year-old I've ever met.
Well, thank you very much. I think Matt has created his very own unique place in the world. He's taken what he's able to do. And made a real success of that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be prouder of him and what he's achieved. When he was a little boy and he was really struggling, you know, you have a real concern about what things will be like for him and what his future will be like and where he's headed. If I'd known then what, you know, where he is now and what he can do, I wouldn't have needed to worry in the same way. Incredibly proud of what he's achieved. Yeah, Matt wants to add a bit more. He says, I've been really lucky with all the people around me who've supported me to make these things happen and all these different things. Without all of that and without the riding for the disabled and the horses, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Oh, it's lovely. Glynis, how much has it impacted on you? I guess you're down the yard every single day. You're driving Matt around to all these competitions.
Yeah, no, someone had said to me before I had Matthew that I would be spending all this time with horses and doing all this stuff. I would have said, no, don't be ridiculous, because I'd never had any contact with horses before we had Matt. Yes, it's had a massive impact on me. Obviously, having Matthew and his different needs changed things quite a lot for us as a family, because we had to work around what would work for him. So it did have a big impact on all of us, for my husband and myself and his brother when we were growing up. But finding something that worked for Matt made a big difference and made life a lot easier. And so, you know, if it works, you do more of it. And, and so, we all got more involved. It would be hard to imagine having a life without the horses and Matthew and everything. So, yeah.
Do you think you'll be getting on a horse soon?
I do ride. Yes, it was a sort of Matthew started riding and then his brother Chris came with me and sat and watched for a little while and said, you know, I fancy having a go at that. So he started riding and he rides very, very successfully. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to be spending all this time supporting them, I think I'm going to have a go myself. So I do ride, not at any great level, but just for a bit of fun.
Can you go out as hacks on a family? Because I saw, Matt, that you've been on your first hack with Norman.
For Matt, I think when he rides, it's a real focus on his partnership with the horse and what they're doing. So for him, hacking has never been as important as maybe sort of the schooling work that he does. And I think as well, he doesn't have quite the same social side of hacking, you know, the sort of riding along and chatting and that. Obviously with sign language, you can't really do that. So he hasn't done lots of hacking.
To be honest, Glynis, we quite like sometimes not talking, to be able to go out by ourselves and just be at one with the woods and the horses. It would be amazing.
I think he is quite keen with Norman to do more, some different things, and it's good for both of them. So we have started to do a little bit more. So Matt says, where we keep our Norman at the RDA centre, it's lovely there, but there's not lots of bridle paths, so you do have to go out on the road to get to go when you go hacking, and obviously, you know, that can be quite difficult with him being deaf and not able to hear the traffic. He wouldn't go out on his own, but it does make it a bit harder. So, but we do some, and with Norman, I think that he'll potentially do a bit more on that front.
Lovely. I guess it's quite dangerous, isn't it, with the roads and the cars, and they, you know, they don't look after horse riders at the best of times. So if you can't hear a car coming, it's tough, doesn't it?
It does. Although there's small lanes near where we are, the traffic is quite busy, so it can be a bit daunting, really.
Well, Matt, when you get a horse box, I invite you and Norman down to the New Forest, which is where I am, and we can go for a lovely long hack through the New Forest. However, I think you'll probably be braver than I am, because I'm a bit afraid of the cows and the pigs.
Okay, yeah. So, well, actually, we do have a horse box, because Matt does like to get out and about and do some competing. So you never know, maybe we'll turn up one day.
Yes, come down to the New Forest. Come and spend the day with me. Norman might be able to teach Blackjack a thing or two.
Maybe, you never know.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Matt. Thank you. And Glynis, thank you very much for interpreting for us. And it's lovely to hear your view as a mum as well. And we're going to stay up to date with what you're doing on Twitter and Instagram, Matt. What is your Twitter handle?
That it's the Para Rider MD. So if you go for the Para Rider MD, then you'll find me on Twitter, and you can see what I'm doing. I do tweet quite regularly, so.
And Instagram as well. You're on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah. So yeah.
Just quickly before you go, Matt, what are your thoughts on the Paralympics, the Para Equestrian Riders this year?
Well, I've been following it. So proud of them all and what they're doing. Very excited yesterday when Sophie Wells won her gold medal. She's quite local to us. I have met her, actually. Brilliant that she's won that medal. And Lee, that he got that medal, and that he was a flag bearer. That was fantastic too. So looking forward to seeing what happens today with the other riders. Wish them all the best, and fairly sure by the end of the day we should have some more medals. Been brilliant. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Such a thing for them all to do, to go all that way and ride there. Amazing.
It is amazing. I think they've done incredibly well. And what's the RDA? If we want to get in touch with the RDA, maybe we want to come and find out a bit more information. Is there a website we can go to?
Yep. The RDA have a website with all their information on. So it's www.rda.org, and then you can get information from there, or you can contact them or phone them. The phone number's on there as well. Oh, there's about 500 RDA groups across the country, so there could well be one near you, and they'd be able to put you in touch with a local group, and then, you know, people could start riding through that, or volunteering. Now, RDA always looking for volunteers, so if you've got anybody listening who maybe is interested in that side of things, get in touch.
That's interesting. That's what's so lovely, is that it's not necessarily just about the riding. It's also about being around the horses, and there are other ways that we can get involved too.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think RDA runs on volunteers, really, needs lots of volunteers for different things, and that could be with the horses or with the riders or helping behind the scenes, all sorts of different things. But yeah, it's a great way to to spend your time.
Well, thank you both so, so much. Matthew, do let us know how it goes in a couple of weeks. Wish you the best of luck. Make sure you get a selfie with Claire Boulding.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure, fairly sure there'll be plenty of stuff on the Twitter feed all about it. So, yeah.
And maybe great. We could catch up with you in a few months and we can see how you're doing. And of course, we can follow your journey online as well.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks very much, Jen. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can also hear an interview with Heather Bennett. Actually, there's two interviews with Heather Bennett. I caught up with her a few months ago because she was on the long list for Rio for the Great British team. And more recently, when we discussed the Paralympics and how Team Great Britain are doing over there. I also spoke to Bert Sheffield, who is in Rio at the moment. She's competing for Team Canada. Even though she's from the UK, there is some Canadian blood in her. And so she's doing really well over at the Paralympics. And there's lots of other episodes too. If you head over to horsehour.co.uk, you can listen to every previous episode of Horse Hour that we've ever done, as well as a whole bunch of information and education on horses. If you get 5 minutes on your lunch break and you just want to have a nosy round, then just head to our website. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, we're on it. Hope you have a really lovely week and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag horsehour, follow Amy at amystevenson1, and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.